What a story this is. I'm going to tell you the story. Well, I'm going to let Kit tell the story because you won't believe it if it comes from me. Kit Summers is the author of the book Beyond Your Potential, The Comeback Kit. There's so much to talk about with your story, Kit. First of all, thank you for being here. I appreciate that. How are you?
Good morning, Bill.
It's great to talk to you. Kit, without going into detail just yet, it's a miracle that you're here. Would you agree with me?
Well, it's, I think, no different from anyone else. It's a miracle that we're all surviving this hard thing in life.
Well,
I've gone through a number of things, yes.
Well, it's no different from anyone else, except that you, sir, have been hit by not one, but two trucks in your lifetime. Is that correct?
Yeah, big changes. Now, the first time was 1982. I was actually a world-class juggler. I was a performer at Bally's Casino, Atlantic City. I did juggling on stage and comedy like you. Mm-hmm. I did a lot of stand-up comedy, and it was a totally rainy night, and I was walking to the show, and across the street, I was run by a truck and suffered a 37-day coma and woke up from that as learning how to walk and talk, juggle, basically everything. And then the second time, 2010, I was riding my bike and riding along happily, and then I saw a truck coming toward me. And he got in left-hand lane, and I'm thinking, no, not again. And he smashed through me, he broke my clavicle, my knee, and three ribs, and in the hospital again for months. And so relearning, you know, walking and all that again. And
Kit, have you ever considered, here's what I would do if I was hit by a truck once. I would never, ever, ever go near a street again. You've been hit by trucks twice. Do you get nervous just being out on a roadway of any kind?
Not at all. I'll be driving to Ohio tomorrow. I have no fear. We all go through changes. I may have had some changes that were more drastic, but it's just how we face these changes. And I see so many people who suffer through little things, and they let those bother them, and they get depressed and upset, and they live their life in misery. And it's a choice we make, though, that we can choose happiness, or we can choose misery and depression. I choose happiness.
But you could certainly see, Kit, where somebody who's been through what you've been through would take a negative slant to life and say, boy, I am the most unlucky person on the planet. But you don't look at yourself, and why should you? But you don't look at yourself that way at all, do you?
No, I don't. I think I got it from juggling, just challenge myself. If you have to challenge yourself to go for excellence, no matter what happens. And back with my juggling, I just challenged myself, and I became eventually a world-class juggler, and I just applied the same ideas toward my recovery and just challenged myself to get back as much as I could.
Kit Summers is my guest. He is the author of Beyond Your Potential, The Comeback Kit. It's a story of really reimagining yourself and realizing what's important in life. We'll get back to Kit's story in just a little bit, so stay where you are. This is WGN. It's Bill Leff with you on WGN. If you're looking for an inspiring story, look no further than the book Beyond Your Potential, The Comeback Kit, is the story of Kit Summers, who has been hit by trucks not once but twice in his lifetime, in 1982 and in 2010. Kit, let's go back to that first incident. I know you were in a coma for over a month, 37 days in a coma. What do you remember? Is there much you remember from that period at all?
I don't. My mind was totally out. In fact, I went back to the hospital where I was in the coma and came out of it, and I remember nothing of the place. What was strange was I remembered three nurses' voices. I guess when someone's in a coma, they're still functioning in their auditory and can hear what's going on. And so I did remember their voices, but that was about it.
Wow. Were the two experiences, were there many similarities and or differences in the two? How would you compare the two instances, not just getting hit by the trucks, I don't mean that, but just the recuperation processes?
It's somewhat the same. When the first one, my brain injury, I had to learn everything again, and the second time I, you know, I had knew from with the first time, you know, what it would take. And so I pushed myself to achieve and excel at what I could. And just, it's all in my book. Actually, I'd read a book that was like 800 pages, Bill, and just too big for reading. So I broke the book into five books. First book is out, named Accident, which people can get on Amazon or Kindle, mm-hmm. and a book to help people get through changes and difficulties.
And when you say you had to relearn everything, you mean everything, don't you? You had to learn how to just do every part of your life had to be relearned, right? Everything?
Oh, not necessarily. I still had memories of everything. I knew what to do. It's a matter of retraining my nerve pathways. And what I've learned is our brain is so massive in neurons that we can keep learning and learning all of them and never fill up the capacity of our brains. And I had to relearn these things. I knew what to do. I had to retrain my various nerve functions to coordinate and, you know, come back to juggling or walking or running. And so I just have to let everyone know that never stop learning. It's people get old and turn into adults and lose their fascination, their curiosity. And if we lose that, our life's over. Yeah. We have to keep that going.
Was there ever a time during all this, Kit, either in the after the 1982 incident or the 2010, where you just wanted to give up and said, this is just too hard for me?
Yeah, everyone would have that. And there were times I felt like giving up and just I saw that, you know, suicide would be an easy way out. And I thought about that. I think everyone does think about that. But I think suicide is the laziest thing someone could do. You know, you get recovery, but your family and friends suffer your demise.
Sure.
And so it's a difficult thing.
Are you amazed now, looking back, now that you've achieved all the things you've achieved and you've come back as strong as you have, that you even consider that as a remote option at some point? Are you shocked about that about yourself?
No, I'm not.
No.
Suicide, like I said, we all go through so many problems and changes, and people don't figure out that everyone is going through these difficulties. And when I go back to remember that I feel better.
Yeah.
But we all have changes and difficulty. We all go through hard times, and it's just how we face them, like I said before. And I do, along with the books I've been writing, I do speaking programs where I go and tell people my story and help them to see a better future. And I do a lot of juggling and entertainment in that too. And it's that's my passion now, is I want to get back to my speaking and back to my entertainment. And it's a good thing. And here's something else about interesting. After my accident, I saw I couldn't juggle. So how about this, though? I started a company where I make fresh salsa that people love, and they love the taste. I sold thousands. I built a small factory, and I made salsa like crazy, and just, you know, it sold really well, and people were happy with it. Then I got hit by that second truck and had to close down the factory, and I haven't gotten back to the salsa. I don't think I will. I always thought it was temporary. But I just saw from that anyone can make a living at anything. Like, who would ever think a juggler, then an accident, then he makes salsa, and it was very successful. Because people have to know that they can find success. No matter what might happen, they can achieve wonders. It's just...
Kid, I got to be honest with you. If somebody said to me, here's the story, it's a guy who's a juggler, and then he gets hit by a truck a couple times, and then he starts making salsa, I say to myself, yeah, that's a story I've not heard before.
Yeah. It's a fictional, right?
Right. That doesn't happen. Can I throw a name at you? There's a guy that I see on television all the time, and I never know quite what to make of this guy, but I know he's made kind of an impact in your life. Tony Robbins, the self-help guy. How'd you come in contact with Tony Robbins?
Well, I grew up in San Diego, and that's where I was living in my recovery. And Tony has a house called Del Mar Castle where he lives. And I went to one of his talks, his free talks, and we became connected. And this was back in the 80s. Gosh, a long time ago. And I went to his wedding and went to his house. We had lunch one time, and just the two of us. And off stage and on, he just says such a love and caring for people to achieve excellence. And I just saw that that's a choice. We can choose excellence or we can choose mediocrity. And Tony teaches people to choose excellence, and that's something I also knew, but it just, the reminder really helped me focus on that. And just for everyone out there, just be careful what you choose, because that's what you will get. So yeah, Tony really, his ideas and thoughts just really helped me much in my life.
Kit, as I said at the beginning, this is an incredibly inspiring story, and I'm glad you're here to tell it. It's Kit Summers, the author of Beyond Your Potential, The Comeback Kit. Take care of yourself, Kit. Nice to meet you.
Also, if I could say, my website is kitsummers.com. If anyone wants to reach me, and how about this for your listeners?
Mm-hmm.
If they send me an email at kitsummers@gmail.com, that's KITSUMMERS @gmail.com, I'll send them back my first book of Beyond Your Potential at no charge.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's very nice of you.
Oh, yeah.
And fax me some salsa. I want some salsa.
Okay, I'll email you some later today.
All right, you got a deal.